You are listening to New Media Conversations at AIDS.gov, a weekly podcast series that explores how HIV communities across the country are using new media in response to HIV and AIDS.
The following audio was adapted from an AIDS.gov blog post. It was written by Aisha Moore, the communications director at AIDS.gov, and was originally posted on December 4th, 2012. For the past 5 years, AIDS.gov has hosted the Facing AIDS Photo Sharing Initiative for World AIDS Day on December 1st. We thank you for the thousands of photos you've uploaded. And if you haven't participated this year, it's not too late to write, snap, and share. The goal of Facing AIDS is to reduce HIV-related stigma and promote HIV testing. At AIDS.gov, we advocate learning from our peers and listening to the social media conversation. As we conclude the fifth year of Facing AIDS, we've seen the many photo-sharing campaigns that address HIV stigma. Today, we're highlighting some of those campaigns. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Let's Stop HIV Together campaign uses social media and traditional advertising to give a voice to people living with HIV from all walks of life, alongside their friends and family members. The ads feature real people living with HIV, along with their loved ones who support them. Showing that people who are HIV positive are also family members and friends and partners helps to reduce stigma. The campaign uses video as a form of digital storytelling, where participants share that being HIV positive does not define who they are. You can see the ads in local communities and airports in 6 cities. They also house photos from community events on their Facebook page. For World AIDS Day, they released a new Facebook app where you can create your own story. Greater Than AIDS is a multifaceted collaboration of community, private, and government partners. One segment of the campaign is the Deciding Moments photo sharing campaign. It acknowledges that people from all walks of life make daily decisions that impact their risks for contracting HIV. To spread their message, the campaign hosts photo booths all over the United States at conferences and community events. They invite people to write a message and take a photo and share their deciding moment. These messages are then shared with their nearly 283,000 followers on Facebook. This year, for World AIDS Day, the photos were repurposed into a billboard in Times Square, New York City. On September 21, 2012, Positively Aware magazine asked people to submit a photo about living with HIV. The campaign, called A Day with HIV, put together 44 of the 170 photos submitted to present a photo essay that tells the collective story of the trials and triumphs of living with HIV. Each photo is time-stamped with a short caption that talks about what each person is going through at that moment in their life. The photos are presented on a website as a timeline to reinforce the diverse lives of those living with HIV and the hurdles they overcome. These are just 3 of the many examples, and to get involved, you can join an existing campaign or you can use social media on your own to share how you're addressing HIV stigma. For a quick and easy way to lend a hand, participate in the AIDS.gov Facing AIDS Photo Initiative. Take a photo and write a message using our app or your digital camera. How are you using social media to address HIV stigma? Let us know and join the conversation at blog.aids.gov.
For more information about using new media in response to HIV and AIDS, visit us at aids.gov. And to explore and participate in the previous conversation further, join us on our blog at blog.aids.gov. Thank you for listening.